You're listening to The Scene on Illinois Edition. I'm Rachel Otwell.
And I'm Scott Fingold, and we are here at historic Edwards Place, broadcasting from there to let you know exactly what's going on in your community in terms of arts and entertainment and culture this coming week.
All right, Scott, what do you got on your list?
Okay. Well, there's some interesting stuff happening, as usual. There's a band with the striking name of Drugs Delaney that's going to be playing at Bar None. They're actually a band from Peoria. They're opening for a Nashville, Tennessee band called Kill the Mountain. So that was Kill the Mountain. We'll be playing at Bar None this Friday with Drugs Delaney from Peoria.
Getting into the holiday spirit, mm-hmm. running out of chances to partake in the holiday walks in downtown Springfield. We spoke with Betsy Dollar this week. That's why we're here on the Springfield Art Association campus. She talked about one that's going on here, but in general in the downtown area on Wednesday nights. And then on Saturday from 11 to 2.
And some other exciting stuff happening around and about the area. In Champaign, there's an actual art exhibit at the Cranard Art Museum. It's the first solo museum presentation of works by a British-Nigerian video artist and filmmaker named Zina Sarowiwa. She does video installations, photographs, and a sound installation produced in the Niger Delta region of southeastern Nigeria between the years of 2013 and 2015. And this will be up through March 25th. It looks like very exciting stuff.
A couple other Christmassy events in Champaign. A Charlie Brown Christmas is playing at the Parkland College Theater on Friday night at 7:30. So you can see that on the big screen. And then also Season of Light is the theme for the show that will be taking place at the William M. Starkle Planetarium. That's also Friday from 8 to 9, so kiddie event slash maybe a little bit more grown up going on in the Champaign area.
Yep, but all very much in the holiday spirit. Something also happening in the Springfield area is the Midwest Industry Insiders Conference and Showcase. According to their press release, it's the place where music, education, and technology come together for an inside look at the entertainment industry. The concert features a panel discussion with some of the Midwest's foremost authorities on entertainment business, with topics such as the pros and cons of signing with a major label, how to fund a national tour, and how to properly own and distribute your music. That will be happening at Dumb Records from 2 to 4 on Saturday, with gold-selling songwriters and recording artists The Twin Towers, who were responsible for co-writing Drake and Rihanna's hit single, Too Good. So pretty big accomplished names there. Also, there will be a performance from the Twin Towers, plus performances from Trap Republic and some local artists, and that will be happening at the Black Sheep Cafe from 7 p.m. till 11 p.m. And if you're interested in trying to get a slot to perform as sort of part of the showcase, they will be taking registration up till 7:30. So some interesting music industry stuff happening, sort of on the hip-hop and R&B tip, but happening over there in the burgeoning Southtown area.
Sunday at W.M. Vans, which is a coffee shop in a historic building in Springfield, which, you know, a lot of buildings are, I guess. There will be an open mic with Jahari, who is a poet who we had on within the last few weeks. But anyone's invited to go. You can just take in some poetry or you can present your own. Put your name in the fishbowl, see what happens. That's Sunday night from 5 to 7, and that's in WM Vans, which is right by Lincoln's Home, also by Obed and Isaacs. And then, as we mentioned, we're sitting here in Edwards Place on the Springfield Art Association campus. Betsy Dollar is the executive director, so we decided to check in with her and kind of get an end-of-year wrap-up with how things are going. And I have to do a little disclaimer now because I'm participating in a fundraiser they do that's called Dancing with the Stars. It's been disclaimed.
How are things going with the Springfield Art Association, Betsy?
Things are going well. It's been a really good year here. We have been working on our year-end sort of review of what's been up, and attendance at all of our events has been up for this year, and tours of Historic Edwards Place have been up. We're actually pretty highly rated on TripAdvisor. So, you know, at this time of year, things fall off with tourism dropping for the winter, but definitely through the spring and summer and fall, things were really good here. The special events here in the house have been great. So we're hopping.
Great. Anything really sticking out for you as you look back on the year, something that was particularly fun or memorable?
Well, Erica's murder mystery dinners have been going very well here in the house and in the gallery, and drawn a lot of new people, I think, into the Art Association and Edwards Place who had never been here before. So it's been a very fun expansion of what we do and kind of a new definition of how to use the space.
Right.
It's not just a boring old museum anymore.
Right.
One of the things I should mention of a really strong thing from the last year was our merger with the Art Alliance, and how we've really come together, and the SAA Collective Gallery now over in the Hoagland is doing well, and we're just keeping that moving forward with adding new artists and new events and things to draw people into the gallery over there. And it's fun to have a second location. And I think of it as being our retail gallery space versus more of a strict exhibition space over here. Not that things aren't for sale over here, but sales really haven't been the focus of the gallery here. So it's nice to have a space to tell people who come in and say, I want to buy a piece of pottery. And we're like, we have just the place to send you. So that's been exciting. That's been good.
We would want to talk a little bit about, just let people know about what's happening with the residency program. If you could sort of walk us through, like, you know, what it is and how it came to be and how it's being administered, that would be great.
Sure. So we just purchased, with the help of the city of Springfield and some TIF funds, the duplex structure that is immediately to the south of our campus. And we will be using that ideally to house four artists. Artists can apply to live there at a very nominal rental per month, and for either 6 months or 12 months. They will apply to come into Springfield. And we're really hoping that this will draw artists from other places to come to Springfield, engage with the Art Association, engage with the Enos Park neighborhood, and really work with the city and downtown to generate some new arts-based activities with the neighborhood. And ideally, some of them will like it enough here that they might want to stay. Mm-hmm. That is the real long-term goal. And the Neighborhood Association is ready to work with people with some of the available properties here in the neighborhood. And, you know, we'll be working with DSI maybe for some pop-up exhibitions, depending on the media and what the artists do. We're hoping they'll engage with the kids at the school across the street and with the neighborhood in general. We're hoping next summer we'll have some art-based activities for the whole neighborhood.
What's happening now? What can people look for?
The first show in January, which again will be kind of a short show, will be area art teachers. So we've actually invited the people who are teaching art throughout Springfield to show their own work. So it's called Life Outside the Classroom, and to be able to feature what many of these folks do, again, on their own time and their own own media and practice. And I'm hoping that, you know, they will really turn out their students so their students can see what their teachers do. As a kid growing up, I never had a clue what any of my art teachers were actually doing. And it would have been fun to see more of their work and their practice. So I'm hoping that this can be something that we will do periodically. The Holiday House Walk is on Saturday.
Okay,
so
that's great.
Edwards Place will be open along with the other historic sites around town, the Isles House, the Lindsay House, Dana Thomas House, Governor's Mansion, And we will also be having our annual gingerbread making workshop in the studio. So anyone who comes through with their kids and you want to take an extra hour and decorate a gingerbread house in our studio instead of your kitchen, you can make a mess in our place.
Well, that's quite a service, really.
Yeah, it really is a nice feature. I know when my daughter was little, we used to make gingerbread houses every year, and my poor kitchen, it would take days to recover. So yeah, let us take the mess, and we're sort of set up for that anyway, and it's usually really fun.
Okay, so sounds like some good holiday fun here this weekend.
Yes,
for the walk and the gingerbread. Well, thanks a lot, Betsy. Well, here we are in Culture Corner with the Startling Children. Culture Corner is where we sort of open up the floodgates a little bit and talk about things that might not be in the Central Illinois region, but that have somehow filtered into us through our various portals. This point, I've gotten into a little kick where I'm starting to listen to a lot of music from Brazil, from the late 60s, a very particular little movement that happened there that was called the Tropicália movement, happened around 1968 when Brazil was living under a military junta. There was a resistance movement that took the form of poetry, music, and art, and several major musicians came out of that who became more established later on, people like Caetano Veloso, Gal Costa, Gilberto Gil. Years ago, I had gotten some reissues of this band from that period called Mutantes, or Os Mutantes, which is Portuguese for mutants. And they were a very odd, interesting mix of stuff, of basically psychedelic and rock and roll influences combined with more traditional bossa nova type Brazilian music, which was actually very controversial at the time. The leftist Marxist movement that was also against the military were very protective of traditional culture. And so they didn't like the addition of the rock and roll and everything into it. And so they were basically against the government and against everybody. They were just kind of a strange little movement. And I recently decided to dive back in, and I found some of the older records by Caetano Veloso, Gal Costa, Gilberto Gil, and Tom Zé, and I'm really kind of immersed in this music. Here's a little bit of a song by Os Mutantes, just to give you a sense of what I'm talking about, of this mix of Brazilian music and rock and roll from the late 60s. So that was a little bit of Os Mutantes, a band from the late 60s. They're actually reformed fairly recently, who were part of a sort of anti-military movement, protest movement in Brazil in the late 60s. What do you got, Rachel?
So sometimes I'm not all that into end-of-year wrap-up lists because they're so subjective. I find them pointless. But NPR, shout out, you know. They put out their 100 top songs of 2016. I got to see the top two artists, who are Beyonce, and I'm not going to play Formation because I keep hearing it because of the end of the year stuff. So look it up if you haven't heard Beyonce's Formation, or don't. I feel like if you wanted to hear it, you would have by now.
She's at the top of everybody's list, though. Lemonade is a big deal.
It is. Kind of more on the indie side of things is Mitski. I actually talked about her for Culture Corner before, but the song they chose was Your Best American Girl. Here's a bit of that song. So this list is good. It's kind of got a little bit of everything, including there's two Knowles on the top of the list. Solange is up there too with Cranes in the Sky. Here's Cranes in the Sky by Solange. Mm-hmm.
tried to put one in the air. I tried to dance it away. I tried to change it with my hair.
All right, so that was Solange, and then Anhony, the person formerly known as Anthony Hegarty. The song Drone Bomby is number 10 on NPR's Best of 2016 song list. In general, this person has one of Scott's and I's favorite voices that really exist. She has a lot more recognition in Europe than in America, but it's nice to see her on the list. So again, here's the song Drone Bomb Me by Anhony.
I wanna die. I wanna die. I wanna be the apple of your eye. So drone bomb me. Drone bomb me. Blow me from the mountains to the sea. Blow me from the side of the mountain. Blow my head off. Explode my crystal guts. Lay my purple on the ground. Lay my purple on the ground.
All right, so we'll link you to the top 100 songs of 2016 according to NPR Music. Or you can just look it up, but those were a little bit of the greatest hits of the greatest hits. All right, brings us to Song of the Week.
Here is a band that's going to be playing in Springfield at Bar None. It's a band from Peoria, Illinois, called Drugs Delaney, and this is their song, China Shop.
The light will guide you home. The little ones grow old. Beneath the sky and the sea.